circumstance, beyond God's ability. There is nothing he cannot overturn. There is no disease he cannot heal. There is no job he cannot get you. There is no country you cannot travel to. I was going to say there is no spouse you cannot get, but that is not biblical, is it? Eh? So what do I say? There is someone for you, eh? Because some people would have shouted amen and that would have been dangerous. Praise the living God. He's a God that bestows on us a spirit of excellence, a spirit of power, might, a spirit of wisdom, understanding. He bestows them on us and brings us into himself until we are fully formed into the image of his Son. Praise the living God. There is nothing, absolutely nothing, that he cannot bring you out of. You see, scripture says, oh, by the way, I think, don't mind me, I'm picking the atmosphere. Continue, I love that. Now, listen carefully. Whenever someone finds themselves in a predicament, there are various ways that you can be able to get out of the predicament. Praise the living God. There are various ways that God delivers men out of their predicament. Whether it's financial, health. Being single is not a problem, is it? Is it? It is not a problem. It is. Depending on which stage in life you are. Being single is not so much of a problem. Now, there are ways that God delivers. And in the Bible, there are various, but I want to stipulate a number briefly. According to scripture, whenever deliverance of any kind is needed, any kind, one way deliverance can take place is through prayer. Okay? So a person can pray, and as they enter deeper into degrees and intensities of prayer, somewhere inside there, they enter something that unlocks them and sets them free from their captivity. All right? So prayer is one way in which God delivers. The second way is prayer and fasting. And the amens. I haven't told you to fast. I've said the second way is prayer and fasting. Because you know, as in scripture, Jesus was specific. He said, this kind cannot go except by prayer and fasting. There is a category of things, not just demons, by the way, we shall touch that someday, but there's a category of things that need the protocol of fasting to be added to prayer to move a thing. Are you with me? Another category in which God can deliver someone from the realm of captivity is by a prophet. The Bible says, by a prophet, God did what? He delivered the Israelites out of Egypt. So there can be a deliverance, not just by a prophet, but by the prophetic. You with me? Another way that God can deliver you out of your situation is by knowledge. Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 9. Proverbs 11 and verse 9. I believe that's the scripture. An hypocrite with his mouth destroyeth his neighbor. That's not the part I want. But through knowledge shall the just be delivered. there is a deliverance that takes place by knowledge. Praise the living God. Now, Proverbs chapter 4, I believe it's verse 17, verse 13. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. Now, this is not talking about a woman, though it can. Another version says, education is life. Education is life, or instruction is life. What that means, and listen to me carefully, there's an education that you get in the path of your life that is natural education. I haven't even gone into school yet. I'm not talking about school. The Bible says in the book of Job chapter 12 verse 12 that there is a wisdom that comes as a result of age. You with me?
Yes.
So, by virtue of the fact that you've lived life on earth, you've made enough mistakes to learn. So there's a wisdom that comes with age. It's scripture. With the ancient is wisdom, and in length of days understanding. Okay? So there's a wisdom that comes as a result of age. And there's an education you get because you've gone through a number of things in life. But there is a spiritual education that takes place as well. As the Lord begins to unlock for you, He takes you from one phase to another to expel spiritual ignorance. Because I want you to understand, a person can be possessed with a demon. A person can be in poverty. A person could have lost someone. But one of the worst forms of bondage is ignorance. Because you will talk, and speak and speak and speak and speak and speak, but lack understanding. It is very possible for a person to gain knowledge but lack understanding. Praise the Lord. You with me? So, the Lord, as you walk this path, will allow natural things to educate you, but also along your path, ensure that you have spiritual, I'll call them quote-unquote encounters, because encounters are of different kinds, to give you a certain degree of spiritual understanding so that you can expel ignorance. The worst kind of which is spiritual ignorance. There are men that I've met who never went to school and in the natural are unlearned. But when you take them to spiritual things, they are well educated. Praise the Lord. And so God begins to take you through heights in the spirit and to take you from one level to another and to show you that along your path, every phase of your life, there are phases of understanding. One always much higher than the other. And with each phase of life, He awakens a degree of purpose. Now I want you to hear what is happening, what I'm saying here. That when purpose is awakened, it attracts demonic activity. And at every stage of awakening of purpose, the demons and their rank begin to increase. Praise the living God. All right? Now, you know there were days that I had a friend of mine who had a dream. And when she had this dream, she had a dream, and in this dream, her husband works at home in the garage. And, well, she was sleeping, and in the dream, the Lord came, and in the dream, she saw a snake inside the garage. Okay? Now, the Lord came and literally opened her eyes in the dream and showed her snake in the garage. So she wakes up. Now she wakes up certain that there's a snake in the garage. So she runs straight to the garage. You know, it didn't have much in it. Eh? So there's no snake. Day one, day two, day three. And so she knew, because it was a burden that was within her, she began to pray that the Lord delivers her husband, because he works from the garage, protects her husband from the snake that would be in the garage. So she prays day one, day two, day three, day four, day five. On one particular day, about a few weeks later, the husband is not around and her son is in the garage and a cobra shows up. And somehow, he hadn't seen it, but when he turned, something, I don't know what it was, fell and hit the snake on the head. Now, it's a long story, I've really summarized it. Eh? And so she came to me and was explaining this to me, and I told her that what just happened to her was because of the mercy and grace of God. Because even though he had shown her in a dream that there was going to be a snake in the garage, she presumed that preservation should be for her husband. Are you getting me? And so the prayer had knowledge but was ignorant of understanding. You're getting what I'm saying? Many of us do that. Huh? Yeah? And so, because she did not have understanding, at the level that she's at, many of us, we do that. The Lord comes in and puts a hedge even in our ignorance. Okay? You can have a dream, because dreams are like prophecies, especially spiritual ones. When you have a dream can have a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom, and it can have prophecy. You with me? It takes a lot for God to begin to teach a person how to capture understanding in the scopes and the encounters that they have. Because you can have a lot of information but lack understanding. There are a lot of things we do as Christians without understanding. Many of us praise without understanding. We even worship without understanding. We sow without understanding, you know? We even receive prophecy without understanding. You see? You see, I learned, you know, I had to learn these things as the Lord has been growing me and as he's growing you, eh? I had to learn that when the Lord, when you have an encounter, one of the ways in which God bestows understanding on you is encounters that come in different forms. If a man of God comes and picks you out, like for me, 2017, prophet picks me out and says, receive glory. I had a friend of mine, the same prophet picked him up and said, you are rising. Day one, the next day, man, rising zero, second day zero, third day, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. And so he came to me and he was saying, man, this prophet told me that indeed I am rising. And you need to understand, as I explain this, because I can tell you you're rising and you've got a vital piece of information. But what causes frustration is when time flies by, the frustration is caused because you don't understand. You still have the knowledge. They told me I will rise. When an angel, there's a day an angel appeared to me in a dream and said, increase on your ministry. I woke up, this was 2016. I woke up, it took a while. Because what you need to understand is that, especially the prophetic and encounters that you have, they happen from the realm of eternity. You understand? We traffic in the realm of time. And so, when that prophet picked me out and said, receive glory, or when he picked this guy out and said, you are rising, that is not a moment statement. It can encompass your entire life. Are you getting what I'm saying? Eh? Your entire life. And so, listen, in a dream, you can have an encounter for 2 minutes. Let me make it less. 5 seconds. And in the mind of that angel in eternity, those 5 seconds can encompass your entire life. The understanding of that removes panic. Are you with me? Because God is still working. Let me tell you something. You know, I learned something years back that most of us approach God. We approach the dimension of God that is sovereign. The sovereignty of God means this. Listen very carefully. It means that God is all-powerful and can move anything and do anything anytime he wants. And it's true. But you see, even in his sovereignty, he limits himself to laws. One of those laws is the heavens, even the highest heavens, belong to the Lord. But the earth has he given to men. That's, he limits himself. That means there are certain responsibilities. God will never move. Never. Until you work with him. It's a truth. It is a law in the realm of the spirit. And you know, when the Lord was teaching me that years back, I got to understand. I sat down, I thought to myself, how far would I be if I had not wasted time in certain things waiting for God to move? How far? Because you see, while it's true that the spirit realm existed before the natural and overrules over it, there is a law that in certain circumstances allows the natural realm to navigate the spiritual. That's why Jesus says, whatsoever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. There, that law there, it doesn't happen first in heaven, then on earth. It's first here, then it takes place in the realm of the spirit. So, there are things, unless you have learned to work with God, that can never move if you're just waiting for him. Praise the Lord. It's why I'm saying, understanding. Let me tell you something. Because most people don't really like prayer. Huh? Or the nowadays, someone was telling me, man, the easiest type of prayer is tongues. I can be watching a movie and I'm just... And indeed, you see, because you're praying without the mind, so at some level the tongues are effective and efficient. Let me tell you something. There are things you can do to move God. There are things that you can do to move God. Can I tell you something? Yes. Let me see if I'll get the scripture. Let me first look for the scripture. Okay, Psalms 102 verse 13, I think. He says, thou shalt rise, arise, and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. If you ever find yourself in a situation and you want to move the hand of God, one of the ways you move the hand of God is by knowledge of the calendar of God. And someone will say, ah, but nange, I thought this was going to be easy, but now calendar, I'm finished. Huh? One of the ways a man can move the hand of God is by the knowledge of the calendar of God. One way, and really when we talk about times and seasons, we can talk about this in depth, eh? But you can know the calendar. Job said in Job 14:13, in the NLT, he says, put me on your calendar, O God. That means God has his own divine calendar. The knowledge of that calendar gives you the right to go before God and say the time has come. Amen. You're with me? The right. The right. You see? Now, one way you know a calendar of God, one day you can know what's on the calendar, is by the prophetic. When a man or a woman of God, anointed by God, comes and says, a month from now, you see, that is a direct timeline. I'm telling you, the moment it reaches, don't start, things are not. You go to the God who spoke it. You're with me? And then you see, it is a right. Are you with me? It is a right of a child of God. Just like they did here. Arise, have mercy upon Zion. For the time for favor her. The set time is come. That's what you do. It has come, Lord. You don't wait for it to pass, then look for Rabbi. You told me. No, that's not how it works. Another way you can know a calendar is by spiritual cycles. Because there are things in your life that continue to repeat themselves after a certain set of time. My spiritual cycle is after every 7 years. I was with someone the other day, his is every 2 years. And so when you reach the 2 years and nothing is happening, you have the right. Are you with me? The right to go before God and say the time has come. Are you with me? So that is one way in which a person by the glory of God can be able to walk in and move the hand of God by times. You see, can I give you another one? Praise the Lord. Eh? Another way a person can be able to move the hand of God is by intimacy. And I'm going to explain why that is important. There are places where a person has walked with God so closely and they go beyond barriers of familiarity. Amen. What happens is they're so close to God that they have the right to go to God and say, because of me, do this. And we have examples in scripture. Moses comes to God. He says, if I have found favor in your eyes, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. It is a right. You know, men, you're pressed in and someone is sick and you go before God and say, heal them because of me. Praise the Lord! Are you understanding what I'm saying? How men move the hand of God. The hand of God, that is extremely powerful. Men who have reached that level in the realm of the spirit, level of intimacy, and have the heart of God. In the Bible, when you see Elijah stand up and say there shall be no rain, please understand, I don't even know how to explain this, but what he has just done is demonstrated rank. Not just because of the power of what he has done, but because in the territory that he's speaking, there are other men of God. And for 3.5 years, there's no rain because one man of God spoke. And so whether they pray, they sow, whether they what, whether they... A man pressed in, entered and said, Lord. And you see, the thing about scripture is that the Bible doesn't even say he begged God that there should be no rain. He says, there shall be no rain but by my word. That is someone, you know, let me tell you, The Bible says that Joshua tells the sun, stand still. You think it's just because maybe there was a war and God wanted to help his people. There are enough examples in the Bible where David would go and say, should we go? And God says, you go. He goes back and checks. Should we go? Then God says, okay, don't go. You understand? So there are situations like that. So it's not because if the people decide to go without God's permission, fine. So he didn't. The Bible says it's the only time a man commanded God and God heeded. Now, I thought to myself, Naya Joshua. Joshua. Let me show you. So I looked through scripture and I came to Exodus 33 and verse 11. Take me there. I realized why he was able to do what he did. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again into the camp. So Moses left. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. He's in there with Moses. God is speaking with Moses face to face. Moses says, yep, I'm done. Joshua stays in there. When you see the man stop a son, don't just think it's random. I've seen many ways to do that when we were praying those days. Son, stand still. You're going to see judgment, all you people. Praise the Lord. Intimacy gives you a right. Another way you can move the hand of God is by invoking scripture. Now, I'm not saying you quote. The Bible says you come before God. God knows his own words. And the Bible says invoking scripture means you don't just come from a place of knowledge. You come from a place of understanding. And I'm going to explain what that means. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 18 and verse 23, Abraham comes before God. God wants to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham says, listen to this. And Abraham drew near and said, wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Listen, even though Abraham has said it, it is a law in the spirit. God cannot destroy the righteous along with the wicked. He can't. It is a law. Just that in your situation, just invoking that. Lord, everyone else is broke. The non-believer is broke. I will not. No. You said you will not destroy the righteous along with the wicked. You invoke it. Because scripture says in verse 24, then the Lord spoke and said, even if you find 50 righteous, I shall not destroy. That's invoking God's word, bringing it before him. Surely the Lord will not do unjust. And you see how we move God in situations. Something many people don't seem to take to understand what really happens when we do things here. And why I treasure the atmosphere of God. Because the Lord began to teach me years ago, and many of you should understand this, that if I call a name out here prophetically, and for some reason you're not here, or you don't come up, if you find me out there, and you come and ask me, even if I prophesy to you, it is not the same. I'm telling you, it is not the same. Because the portal that is released when children gather, and the word of the moment, is not the same thing as finding me along the street and say, Rabbi, you called my name, but I wasn't here. So because of just, we say, okay, fine, let's speak. But it is not the same thing. It is not. Last week, for those of you who are here, I called out, if I remember correctly, Hadassah. I said, Hadassah Esther, Hadassah Esther, Hadassah Esther. No one came up, except, and a lady came up because it was her daughter. So she comes up. Anyway, prophesied, long story short. Now, I told you there are a lot of miracles that take place here. So the moment I reach home, I'm sitting and I told you when I go back home, I always replay this session. From the time I walk in, through the worship until the end, I replay it. And so I went to that moment. I said, Lord, What is unique about this? Show me what, because for me, no prophecy is normal. Some people just, they look, it looks normal, none. So all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I got a text from the lady and said, can you imagine, I've just reached home and my daughter, 7 years old, said, Mommy, I had a voice calling me Hadassah Esther. Huh? Hadassah Esther. And you... mother almost collapsed. Now imagine, I'm here, I'm saying Hadassah Esther, and someone is all the way back home, a seven-year-old, and is looking around, wondering. Someone is calling my name. There are things that, you know, if you, that's why I say you learn to treasure the atmosphere of God. Because the natural often is not natural. Eh? Praise the Lord. Eh? Anyway, someone needed that. Eh? But you must learn to invoke scripture. And as you invoke it, God steps off his throne and into your situation. The Jews referred to it as Makaba. Makaba means traveling throne. The mindset they had was from Ezekiel. Ezekiel looks up and sees a throne and God on top, and angels are carrying the throne. And the Jews call it Makaba, meaning God's throne isn't in one place. It travels into situations. Oh, praise the living God. Eh? Praise the Lord. Eh? Are you with me? And so this is the reason why I'm telling you, I'll give you just those three for today. Because if we give you many, I'll just give you those. And you begin to understand that there are things that men do. I began to realize, and I've taught this before, that you can approach God through petition. Lord, please, please, Lord, I beg you. And you see, God, by his mercy, will come in. As you grow, he deposits understanding. A person who has grown in prayer begins to understand that silence in the realm of the spirit does not mean lack of activity. Someone in the natural, someone who's just growing in prayer, silence means God is not doing anything. To the man who has stepped into the heart of God, silence does not mean that God is not doing anything. And so he begins to unveil and reveal to you mysteries and deposit upon you understanding at every level, from sowing, from what. And it's the reason, let me tell you, to the man who does not carry understanding, time is a curse. Because every moment you're worrying, you're panicking, you're saying, why? Why isn't this happening? Why isn't this happening? Why isn't that? When a person, especially by encounter, has received understanding, he walks at a pace and goes with the pace of the encounter. You see, there are encounters that you will have that will deposit knowledge, and there are encounters you will have that will deposit understanding. And so, God will bring you to a place and bring you something, or in a dream, or in a prophecy. You see, the prophecies that are simply words of knowledge. Your mother's name is... eh? Actually, that's incomplete prophecy, because the ideal... You know, someone came to me. There's someone I know, a man of God I know. He rarely picks words of knowledge. His prophetic is just a word of wisdom. Amen. Just a word of wisdom. And so people are so moved by, yesterday you ate chapati. Huh? And so you say, I want to see prophet. You understand? But so for him, he moves by word of wisdom. But you can receive information and go away with the information and just have it as knowledge. I would encourage you, if you find yourself in a place where you're ignorant, and this is the atmosphere now, if you ever find yourself in a place where you're ignorant, the Bible says that God told Solomon, and this is something I have constantly prayed, the Bible says, I have given thee a wise and understanding heart. That's what he said. Daniel 9 and verse 22. Take me there. Daniel has this vision. And Gabriel comes. He says, and he informed me and talked with me and said, oh, Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding. To a man that has understanding, it can be a weapon. Because if you just have knowledge, the enemy will use the fact that you have that knowledge and turn it against you. Many of you know what I'm talking about. For example, James is your husband. You have the knowledge. Huh? Then Michael comes, Bob comes, but there's no James. You begin to panic, you begin to watch, you say, well, is this a man of God? Is this? And the enemy uses that to create confusion, because while you are abundant in knowledge, you lack understanding. Praise the Lord. Praise the living God. It's at things like this that you begin to realize. And, you know, there are many things that the Lord has had to teach me with time. There's a scripture, powerful. It says, without contradiction, the lesser is blessed by the greater. That's a scripture. Without contradiction. When the Bible says without contradiction, it means nothing can go against that law. The lesser is blessed by the greater. That means, and it's not just applying to men of God. You know that when a woman, and I have to use an example because I've sent someone here, when someone is pregnant, and you have been trying to get pregnant but you can't, in that place they are greater and can bless and transfer. Are you? You getting what I'm saying? Because you see, there's a law in the realm of the spirit that a man can't give you what he doesn't have. He can't. It's on that occasion that I began to realize that I wish I had known this in school. Because I struggled to cram mathematics. I would have just gone to the one that has it and said, lay hands. Oh my God! But you see, it even transitions also to the brackets of men of God. The understanding that you see, and it's a truth, it's a spiritual truth. You can't be lesser than a man in any category in life, and you think you will come and bestow something on him. It's an abomination. That's why scripture says, without contradiction. Praise the Lord. We need understanding. And it's something we're going to pray for here, because there's the Spirit of the Lord, because there's so many circumstances, there's so many situations that we find ourselves in. And you see, if God loves a man, one of the ways he shows him he loves him is by giving him understanding. I'm telling you, understanding. And so, Rabbi, you told me I'm supposed to fly out of the country, but passport zero, zero, zero. Huh? Oh, so this man of God told me this. And you see, you know, last night as I was praying, the Lord showed me Jesus in the boat during the storm. And a voice whispered, powerful thing, that as he slept in the storm, that wasn't power. It wasn't authority. It was two things, peace and understanding. Praise the Lord. Amen. Understanding. May the Lord deposit it into your spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the living God. Because many of us have different calls. I told you, the moment purpose awakens, demonic activity wakes up. No one was busy disturbing David apart from a few lions here and there, but that was playtime for him. The moment he got anointed, kings are trying to kill him. Are you with me? I often take it as a compliment when people come against me. I take it as a compliment. Be very, very worried if everyone is okay with you. Because you see, the Bible says, do your very best to be at peace with all men. That's true. That's you being at peace with them. It doesn't say all men should be at peace with you. Eh? Huh? One of the signs of the right path is the fact that men begin, and some of them possessed, they are awakened. Let me ask you a question as I come to a close. Do you even understand? Just ask yourself a personal question. Do you understand what's happening globally? Do you understand? Let's live globally. Do you understand what's happening in the nation? Let's leave that. Do you understand what's happening in your family? You can know, but do you understand? Because you see, let me tell you, scripture, if you look through the Bible, it shows that God is interested in lineages. And so he comes to Abraham, and the Bible says in Genesis 18 that he saw in him the capacity to teach his children and his children's children the law or the word of God. Now, or God's commandments. So God sees generationally. That means in every family, not only, because not only do you have a destiny, families have destinies. It's why he comes to Abraham and says, he says, I will make your descendants. That is destiny. Goes to David, who's under Abraham. He's speaking, says, your descendants shall not depart from the throne. Are you with me? Because families have destinies. Now, do you know what your family is? You were just born and you're just going to travel through this life. Huh? Praise the Lord. Because even if you don't know, first of all, you can pray for it. But secondly, you can conjure one. Literally create an alternate lineage that is different from the past. And he said to Solomon, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart. I had to learn long ago that there are personalities that God planted in people that are perfect for their call. And so someone's personality might offend you, but he's efficient in purpose. Praise the Lord. Eh? Praise the Lord. Eh? You have a Magufuli character. The entire demonic world is angry and annoyed. Huh? Praise the Lord. But the personality is perfect for the call. Praise the Lord. Eh? And so while you're busy, peace now, look at him. He's even what? Is he what? Is what? But when God needs someone, their personalities he cannot come to. Praise the living God. Say, my personality is perfect. Praise the Lord. Eh? And God gave Solomon a wise and an understanding heart. I wish I'll teach you one day about the true power behind what we call supplication, which is the highest form of prayer. There are men, as they grow with God, that can stand in a territory like Elijah, or some mentioned in Ezekiel 14:14. You take me there. Let's go there as I close. What does it say? Though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, in the city, they should deliver but their own souls by their righteousness, saith the Lord God. Eh? And so, he points out these guys because they had grown in a level of intimacy where they could intercede and stand in a gap, and God listens. There is a place of intimacy. I had to learn that anointings have levels and degrees, that you can never deliver beyond your anointing level. It's very, very, let me tell you, eh? Unless the mercy of God and the presence of God and, you know, come. You see, if you try to prophesy Hollywood, No, you're going to it. You're a child of God also? Huh? And you've just seen a man prophesy it, and he says, we have to cross certain barriers. For you, you don't even know what the barriers are yet. Eh? But you go in the middle of the night. Then you start, Mahashala Ali. That is what I mean when I say that anointings have levels based on how you've walked with God. There are things you cannot deliver. Huh? You cannot deliver above your anointing. You can't. So that's why you'll never see me try it here until I've reached. Because you see, there are things, the principles in the Bible that work, that are couples. Faith. There's a place where faith must work hand in hand with knowledge. Otherwise, it's just presumption. Huh? Praise the Lord. For example, going to raise a dead man. Huh? And you quote the scriptures. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I say, get up. I was with the watchman and he told me that story. He went into a place, someone had died. And man, he prayed. Then the Lord told him, I have seen your faith. Now go back outside. I told myself, no, that's not going to happen to me. Praise the Lord. So the things, faith must work, the things that must work hand in hand with knowledge, and especially knowledge and understanding. There is a way to prophesy. There's a prophecy by faith. When we say prophesy to one another, then you say, you're born in June. Yes, I'm done. I have arrived. Then I go around, I ask, so you guys prophesied, who got it right? I give you the mic, you say, huh? So what happened? I just told him you were born in June, and he said yes, that's why, and it worked. Yeah? And you know, by virtue of the atmosphere, sometimes even just by faith that you've conjured up, something can happen. But when a man now grows and has gained skill, gains skill, you come before him and he says, let me prophesy. That is an understanding. You've seen me pick out people here on numerous occasions. And especially in the past, it hasn't happened recently. I think people have learned. There's a timeout. Call someone out. I say, I'm seeing this. Say, no. And say, no. You're born in, your mother's. I know those days. I told you how we would practice. Your mother's name is Martha. No, Joy. No, it's actually Martha. I can't be wrong. You understand? You go and check if her middle name is Martha. And inside you're saying, Shia, you want to embarrass me in front of all these people? But then you start to reach a place where you can actually mention something. And there's a time I called out a lady and I said, who's Akelo? And this one stuck with me. I asked, who's Akelo? Then she said, I don't know. I said, who's Akelo? I don't know. Who's Akelo? Anyway, so I prophesied and finished. She ran after me. Akelo is my sister. You don't say, some of you say, ha, now I've got that one wrong. No. God begins to grow your understanding. There's an understanding attached to worship. There's a way to enter the presence of God. There's a skill attached to things like photography. Skill attached to fashion. Skill attached that as you've become skillful in the natural things with the spirit on top of them, you can become skillful in spiritual things. It's the reason why the past few weeks I've been teaching on the supernatural and how you can enter in. Praise the Lord. Eh? Praise the living God. And God gave Solomon a wise and an understanding heart. Obadiah chapter 1 verse 21. Obadiah 1, is it verse 21? And saviors shall come up on Mount Zion to judge the Mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. Most people don't understand what this scripture means. When this scripture says saviors shall come up, what it is saying is not referring to every Christian. Those are men and women of rank. Rank. Do you know that when God is judging a nation, when God is judging peoples, cities, nations, nowadays he doesn't send fire. He sends ignorance. Ignorance can be a judgment. Or let me put it this way, God removes knowledge. Praise the Lord. Eh? It can be bestowed on a group of people. And they just don't know what to do. And that is when we are supposed to come up. Because the Bible says in the last days, knowledge shall increase. That is a decree by the realm of the Spirit. And along with it, understanding. Understanding. These are the things that keep me up. Going at night to go to, you know, they tell you, deep sleep. And I knew that night, people are waking up like at, you see? Can I touch this and we close? Let me tell you. Deep sleep is induced. You don't go on your bed and say, and you say, Kati, I've come out of deep sleep, Rabbi. Deep sleep is induced. There is a way to induce deep sleep. One day Apostle Michael will teach on that. Michael, say amen. It's in there somewhere. Praise the Lord. Eh? Understanding. The situation that you're in, no matter what it is simply because there's a knowledge you do not have. And even if you have the knowledge, there's an understanding you need. That's just it, literally it. It's the reason why you will never see some of us panic. Never see us panic. Because when God shows you a time frame, either prophetically or whatever, you know that a man with understanding moves at a pace based on the encounters that he has been given. There, may God give you encounters of understanding. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. May doors to other nations open to you. Amen. May you be pregnant with results. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. May the world look at you and see the glory of God. Amen. Listen to what the Spirit is saying. That the greatest broadcaster is your life. Amen. There's nothing that broadcasts more than your life. Nothing. You hear me? So while it's nice, and I can assure you, it's nice, let's say you're coming for my fellowship, and you pass things, you share. The most profound broadcaster is life. Because there men come and I ask, they're drawn to your light. And in the spirit, light is not knowledge. It is understanding. Praise the living God. That, just that, will give you, to bring you to a place where one day you will have no money in your pocket, but no one can convince you that you're broke. You're single, but no one can convince you that you don't have a spouse. You with me? You've been fired, but no one can convince you that you're not hired. Huh? The other day, someone was giving me a testimony. They came to me and said, man of God, I'm going for a job interview. And guys have been reading and reading and reading. By the way, guys, when I was applying for jobs, you see, this is lack of understanding. I was applying for jobs, but there's a job I applied for in Ministry of Foreign Affairs. And in my mind, I wanted to fly. Now, they made us go to Kololo. I don't know if someone here was there with me that day, but They made us go to Kololo, and we were supposed to run. They brought soldiers, man, and you go to Fuchaka Mchaka stuff, and you're supposed to run through Kololo, then you go back. What? We almost died, I'm telling you. And they said, we're taking the first 200. There were 10,000 people there. I'm eating you. I just said, oh Lord. That was just a by the way. Because even when they said, let's, and I was at the front. When they said, go, already. Anyway, that just came as a by the way. Those are days of ignorance. The Bible says, your days of ignorance I have overlooked. Now I command all men to remain, to repent. You see, so this guy went for a job interview. And, okay, he came to me, said, I'm going for a job interview, man of God. And people have been reading. It was an oral. Then I told him, I said, the job is yours. I told him, and I'm not speaking by faith. You know why some people speak by faith? The job is, amen! No. I said, no, I can hear in your amen, you think I'm speaking by faith. I said, the job is yours. And I held his hand and I said, do you believe it? He said, yes. So he slept that night. It was at Quality Chemicals. So all these other buddies of his had been reading what, chemistry, what. So they go for the interview and there are three guys there, ready to interview, chief guys. So everyone walks in, you stand there, all of you, and they just throw you a question one by one. While you're there, so you fail while others are watching. So, he went in there and said, Lord, your man of God said the job is mine. I slept like a king. So he went for the interview, stood there. He first fired one guy in the corner. Stuff was tight. Guy was shaking. Stuff was tight. Fired another one in the corner. So he was there like, none of the questions they asked. He didn't know any of them. And these are the guys who have been reading. What about the guy who? The guy wasn't read. Anyway, so they ask his neighbor a question, which happens to be the only answer he knew. And this guy fails it. So the guy turns to him and says, time, you, can you answer that question? So he answers it. I said, okay, fine, thank you. He got the job last week. So he was telling me, Rabbi, sometimes we try to figure things out for God. Imagine the number of things you've tried to do. There's a scripture, go look for it. This is the scripture for the season. God can either win with many or conquer with few. That is the scripture for this season. He can either win with many or conquer with few, but either God will always win. Praise the living God. That is your portion.
Come delve deeper into the mysteries of God with the distinct Rabbi Daniel Malinga every Friday, 5:30 p.m., Silver Springs Hotel, Bugolobi, Kampala, Uganda. For more information, visit our social media pages at Rabbi Daniel Malinga and website at www.rabbidanielmalinga.com.